One of the things that really sickens me about today's world is that refugees are treated as being the problem. They're not the problem, they're the victims of a world that is driving them through war, through climate change, and people who want to improve their lives. Why shouldn't they want to improve their lot if you look at what's happening across the world today? And we've seen the way in which politicians really are feeding the far right, bolstering the far right. It's like having a loud halo, isn't it, out to them to justify really what they're doing. And they really want to divide and rule us, really, to make sure that we're blaming somebody else who's even worse off than ourselves. And we've seen this, we've seen it in Europe around when they've tried to criminalise firefighters for rescuing people out of the sea. Yeah. I mean, how shocking is that, really? If you think about in the USA, the thousands of people who are trying to come across the river there, and the children in cages. I went to Memphis, and there was a big display about Black history there. And at the end of it, they had cages with images of children locked in, because that's what they're doing in the world today inside of America. And I see that in Greece there was that fire inside of one of the camps in Lesbos, I think it's last week, a camp that was designed to hold 3,000 people, where 10,000 people were really caged up in their just big containers that they're living in. And there was a riot because people are being treated like they're animals. And not surprised, and in response to this, the government of Greece is now talking about deporting 10,000 people from Greece back to Turkey. And I just think that we have to say we've had enough of this, really. Immigration has made this country a great country. Actually, it's what's built America as well, if people knew that that's the reality of it. I mean, I think about this country in particular. You know, people are coming here, fleeing our war, fleeing wars, fleeing climate change. They want something better, and that this country really would have been just trees, really, wouldn't it? Because it was a forest, and it was connected to mainland. And our earliest ancestors were Spanish fishermen. The idea that we have something that's great about us as individuals, we're just human beings, really. And I think that we have to reject all the notions about immigrants. And it's immigrants that have made this country great. I was thinking about the Irish navvies who came here and built the railways and built the canals. And I was thinking about, actually, a lot of people who came from Asia and from Yemen who worked and did the really rubbish jobs inside the steelworks inside of Sheffield. The Afro-Caribbeans who were invited here, the Windrush generation, invited here by none other than the likes of Enoch Powell, who once had to try and get them to come in to fill the skill shortage that we had in this country after the Second World War. And I was also thinking about the NHS, and I was thinking about the fact that we have not just plundered the world for resources, actually we plundered the world for people and their skills. There's more Filipino nurses in this country inside our National Health Service than inside the Philippines. And they were trained in the Philippines and we took them from there because we needed them inside our National Health Service. So we should be celebrating the fantastic role that I think immigrants have made in this country. And I think we need to start to blow apart some of the racist myths that we're told about. I don't know if people saw, there was a report that the government did. It was the MAC report, it's the immigration. It was designed really to say that immigration from Europe, they should only take skilled workers from Europe and not take unskilled workers. But inside of it, there were some very interesting facts. It said that from 1983 to 2017, it found that the ratio of workers aged working aged EU migrants to work. To working age UK born people rose from 1.3% to 7.9%. And this argument that somehow they're taking our jobs, well, this is nonsense, because actually the UK population, more people got jobs during that period. So it's a complete and utter nonsense, the idea that EU migrants take our jobs. Of course, it's not just they say they take our jobs, they take our benefits as well. Yeah. But actually, the reality is that they don't. Actually, the net input they put into this country is greater than they take out of the country. And we need to start to stamp those ideas with people, to take up these these arguments that put forward. Actually, the migrants make an even bigger contribution over their life cycle. They're not a drain on our system either. They add a massive amount of money to our system, and I think we need to know that that's the an important thing. And our leaders, they know that this is the case, to be honest, but actually it serves their purpose, because if we're all having a go at each other, then they can carry on keeping their money and keeping their wealth to themselves while we have a pick on other people around us. And I just want to say October is Black History Month. Yeah. This is the Windrush generation. We all know about the Windrush generation, and I think they're trying to create another generation. Yeah. The EU migrants could end up being another Windrush generation if we don't campaign to defend the EU migrants. And there is a petition that has been produced by Stand Up to Racism, and I think it's quite an important initiative, really. And people should have a look at it, and you should sign it. And it's been signed by lots of very important, significant people, but we should make sure we put it in our local press as well, so that we can say in our local press that actually we are standing behind EU migrants, and that EU migrants need to have rights as well. And it's quite an important initiative I think we're taking around that question. And my heart goes out really to those refugees. I mean, since we went out there, I don't know if people have seen, they've destroyed the whole of the Dunkirk camp. Before that, they destroyed the jungle. The problem will not go away. People are already there. They will come back and congregate. I tell you, it's like a prison fort. When you go into Cali now, all the barbed wire, even onto the railway lines, they've got electric wires to stop people from jumping off the and try and get onto the top of the... And the fact that people are coming across in boats. I mean, I went on a little trip round one of the islands up in Northumberland, and it was really wet and cold, and we were absolutely frozen when we come back. And I thought, just imagine getting into a little dinghy and trying to get across the North Sea to get into this country. And in response to that, that's why they've got rid of the Dunkirk camp. It's to punish them, really, to say to them, you will not come in. You know, it's the only place where you cannot come and say, I have a connection to this country, I have a right, because there's no way that you can actually present yourself to come into this country. And I think that's a scandal. I mean, the gymnasium was where most of the women and children were being kept. It was just a shelter, really, just a, rather than being out in the field. They've all, 800 people have just been shifted across, dispersed out of the way, away from Cali. And again, it's just really... quite disgraceful what they've done, really. But I want to say something that we can do, make a difference, really. I believe we can make a difference. People have mentioned Tommy Robinson. Actually, just over a year and a half ago, Tommy Robinson had 15,000 people marching on the streets of London. It was the biggest mobilisation we'd seen of the far right. We thought, oh gosh, this is just like the 1930s again. They're back on the street. Now, he's locked up, he loses the election. I think 18 of his supporters who rioted in the streets were locked up. I think that's because we stood firm, because we did a big mobilisation across the northeast of this country to say, do not vote for a fascist. Tommy Robinson is a fascist. And that's what we stand for. Now, you may say, well, that's good, but they've now mainstreamed it. And yes, they have mainstreamed it. There's no doubt about it. But if we stand together, we can make a big difference. I don't believe that most people are racist, by the way. It's what, somebody said it, didn't they? They're louder, they're more emboldened. Every time Trump or Boris Johnson, when Boris Johnson talks about women being like letterboxes, it emboldens the far right, it emboldens all those people who are the bullies, who are full of hate, who want to blame and have a go at somebody else. And that means more women get attacked on the buses, or more people get abused, or their scarves are pulled off. And I think that we can do something about that. So for in Sheffield, for example, we're organising a campaign to chuck racism off the buses. We're going to leaflet all of the bus stops for all everybody who gets on the buses, because we know that this is one of the places where the women are attacked the most. And I think, and what we're going to say to people is, if you see somebody being racially abused, or verbally or physically, try and do something about it. If you don't feel confident enough, at least smile at that person. At least show that you're on their side. Because I think those things make a difference. I think The lady who spoke said, when people smile at you, that makes a difference. People know when you're on their side, and we need to make sure that we do these things. I'm incredibly proud of some of the work that we've been doing, but I know there is so much more to be done. We've leafleted the football matches. We don't want racism on the terraces at the football matches. We don't want blokes to be getting together and thinking it's acceptable and building up those kind of ideas. In the long run, you just think about every time you see somebody who's been bullied and it gets put up as a video on the internet. Thousands upon thousands of people share it because they're disgusted and appalled that that kind of thing could go on. That tells you that most people basically do not like to see those things happening. The more people stand up, the more people challenge, the more people say about it, the more campaigns we organise, the better, really. We've got this fantastic international conference that's coming up, and I know that Diane Abbott is now going to be speaking at it. Loki, who's the rapper, who's a fantastic rapper, we did a big stunt with him about Grenfell, and one of the people who do the cladding at 12 o'clock at night, we did a protest outside this place called Arconi. And the Asian taxi drivers picked us all up from there and took us to this venue to do it. There's lots of little initiatives we can take, but we can make a real real difference. And he's speaking at this, and he's fantastic. And also, we've got Gary Young speaking at it. So I think get inspired, challenge the ideas, do some myth busting, take initiatives. But I think we can change the agenda, really. We can shift it round, and I think we can defend EU migrants, and we will be going back out to Cali again, because we know that that problem is not going to go away at all, and we'll go out and show our solidarity with them on the run up to Christmas.